Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited today because my guest is somebody that I've just met earlier this year and instantly felt a commonality and certainly a shared passion. We met in a church. We were there. It was pretty Tim Story's church. We were both happened to be there to visit with Tim at the same time. And we had already had some communication back and forth, but that was our first face-to-face. So Coach Burt, thank you for being with me today.
Absolutely. I've been a big fan of your work for many years. And just an honor to meet you that day at Congregation and the things we're talking about doing together. I'm very excited. I've been telling people about you. I've been talking about you all the time. I know you don't know that, but you know, hey, you're a big star. So for me to tell people, hey, I know Sharon Lecter. Hey, it raises my status being associated with you.
Well, thank you very much. But I've been talking about you too, and looking forward to things that we can do together. And what I love is, you know, there's so many people in our business that don't stand in integrity, and I really, really appreciate all that you stand for and all that you do. And I just love your story. And I'm gonna ask you to share it. But you started as a coach at 15, the age of 15, and then you had an incredible career, which I want you to share. But then you took that coaching from the court to the office and basically supporting help people in business. So you transformed that. And I think you're called the America's Coach, and you're the Monster Maker, which I want to hear a little bit more about that, because I don't see anything about you that would be a Monster Maker. Maybe a Monster Success Maker, maybe. But tell me a little bit more about Coach Burt, because you're now with us today from your seaside home in Florida. So lovely to have you down there. And you also live, I believe, in Tennessee.
I do, outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Uh-huh.
So tell us a little bit more about Coach Burt that we don't know.
Yeah, I found my voice very early in life, and I was very, very fortunate. At 15 years old, a little league baseball coach in my hometown asked me to help him coach a junior pro basketball team. And thank goodness I said yes, Sharon, because that helped me find my voice. And as soon as I started coaching, I knew I was supposed to be a coach. As early as 6 years old, I remember a woman named Mickey Benson at the local baseball field who affirmed that in me, son, one of these days, you're going to be a great coach. So I heard that many times growing up in my life. My high school basketball coach called me professor. He said, you're always thinking and analyzing and studying and helping people. So at 15, I did start coaching junior pro basketball. At 18, I was a head coach at a small elementary school. And at 19, I was lucky enough to get asked to be an assistant coach at the second largest high school in Tennessee. And so this was while I was in college. I would go to college in the morning. I would go over and be an assistant coach to this top coach in the afternoons and at night, weekends. And at 21, I was fortunate that he retired and recommended me. He said, I will not retire unless this kid replaces me in this job. So I became the youngest head coach in the state of Tennessee at the second largest high school. But I was doing something really unique. I had been turned on to Dr. Stephen Covey at 18 years old. And I read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and I got deep into the whole person theory. How do I tap into the body, the mind, the heart, and the spirit of a person? So I made a vow that when I became the head coach, I would teach every player those 7 habits. I would teach them the principles of good to great. I would teach them the 5 dysfunctions of teams. I would teach them the 5 disciplines of a learning organization. I would teach them the power of intention. So imagine a 14 to 18-year-old kid learning these things from me. And what happened, kind of unbeknownst to me, is we begin to just win. and it built what I would call now competitive intelligence. My players had a competitive intelligence over other kids. They played harder, they were more disciplined, they were more connected because of the whole person theory that I understood that many other coaches did not understand. So at 25 years old, Sharon, people begin to ask me, what are you doing with those kids? Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, they're like, we come and watch you play and your team is so well connected. And I said, well, I don't have time to explain it because I'm trying to win championships. And so what I'm going to do is start writing books about what I'm doing. And you can read the book. If you want to know what I'm doing, read the book. And this is really what started my speaking and coaching career. I had no intention of doing what I do today. My dream was to be the next Pat Summitt, to be the next Gino Auriemma, to literally win championships in high school, ascend to the collegiate level, and become a major Division I college basketball coach. So I had no dreams, no hopes, no real aspirations of coaching adults or coaching companies. But as I began to speak, because I had this little book out, I began to notice the light bulb come on with the adults. And I began to go, I enjoy this. Like, I enjoy taking these principles that I've learned and packaged, and I enjoy working with adults. So one book has now become, I think, 14 or 15 books that I've put out to the market. I stayed for until I was 31 years old, coaching high school basketball. I won a championship. I built up national powerhouse that went on to win 7 of the next 9 championships. So my legacy was strong there, which I'm really proud of. And then at 31, I retired to build this coaching business, which is what I do today, coach both companies and corporations and individuals around the world.
And I love it because, yeah, you talked about the coach that was retiring that believed in you. So obviously you had that power of mentoring early on, and then you basically internalized it and gave that same power of faith and confidence in the people that you coached all through basketball. And I'm sure that now you probably, when you start working with them, have more faith in them than they have in themselves, right? So you show them and open the windows to possibilities, putting themselves in the position of highest potential. So, and I was going to ask you what made you different from other coaches, but I think you've just shared it from a standpoint of understanding the power of the mind and the power of, Steve Covey's work obviously was incredible, but you took that and internalized it with these kids. And I bet, and you probably have done this, but I bet a lot of those kids have gone on to be hugely successful in their business lives as well, because they had that incredible training that we're not teaching our kids in school, right? So
yes. That's exactly right.
Yeah. What would you say is the biggest barrier today to these kids in high school? Is it this lack of training, this lack of belief system, the kind of mentorship that you provided them?
Yeah, when you think about what a person is missing in their life, this is why the whole person, when you were asking the question about separation, I think what really separates me is A, I've actually been a championship coach. I actually had to take people from all walks of life that I did not hand select and teach them how to win. Okay. And that's very uncommon for a lot of coaches that are out there in the business world today, is they don't have that skill set. The skill set I have is inner engineering a person from the whole person theory. So when I'm looking at what a person needs, whether it be a 14-year-old or a 52-year-old, I go straight back to the whole person theory. Is it knowledge for the mind? Is it skill for the body? Is it desire, or what I refer to as prey drive, for the heart? Or is it confidence for the spirit? You see, when you understand that theory, you can quickly diagnose a salesperson. You can quickly diagnose a manager. You can quickly diagnose anybody, because most people are deficient in one of those four areas. High performance people are operating at very high capacity in each of the four areas: body, mind, heart, and spirit.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's great. So somebody's watching right now and they're saying, well, gosh, I wonder how I rank in that. So you have a business owner that has some level of success, but has yet to break through the barrier of true exponential success. How do you start with them? Where do you begin in assessing which one of those areas they need to work in?
Well, when it comes to the business, I like bringing structure. I think a good coach helps you find and fill your missing structures. I believe you can't see the picture when you're inside.
My ears, by the way, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah. System. Yeah. Yeah. You. So I look at this system. This is a system we coach people on. And you mentioned the monster producer. you know, that's kind of our coaching program for entrepreneurs. It's called Monster Producer. So that's where the monster maker comes from, is we produce other little monsters, right, that hopefully become big monster producers. But we look really at five areas of the business when we're coaching a person. Number one, how do you explain your value? How do you build a compelling story? How do you lead with what you believe versus what you do? How do you, right, like how do you build a story that people can buy into? So we start there. Most people do not have a good explanation of how they put their value out to the market. They've never been coached in how to do it. We teach a six-step framework many times on how to explain your value when you're on the phone or in interviews, and most people have never even had that one thing. Mm-hmm. So we look at that, and then we move to how you generate leads through a selling system. And I developed a selling system called Legacy Selling. It's tied to planning mechanisms. It's tied to how you attack the week. It's tied to how you utilize your time. Then we move to how you follow up. And I wrote a book called Million Dollar Follow Up, because so many people do such a poor job of follow up.
I talk about it. It's not just the follow up, it's the follow through. Sometimes people follow up, but then they let it drop.
That's exactly right. So we go to work on helping them develop a seven touch system before, during, and after the sale, because most stats say that every transaction should be worth 5.7 referrals over the lifetime of the consumer if done well and followed up after the sale. So we help them with the follow-up system. We then move to how they extract or optimize their networks. Very few of us, me included, do as good as we could with optimizing the networks to produce more opportunity. And then we finish with a concept called person of interest. And you've really become one of these through your work and through the production you have and through scaling companies and global licensing, is we help people become people of interest, because we believe once you become a person of interest, then opportunity is chasing you. You're not chasing it. You get to pick at you.
I use the term become the authority.
And that's it.
You know, you've become the, you know, everybody's pretty much an expert in what they know and what they do, but to become the authority is when the phone starts ringing. You're not calling people, they're calling you. So that's an easy way to measure when you become an authority.
Absolutely. So those are the five areas we work on. And we coach lots of small business owners all the way up to billion-dollar divisions of companies. So, you know, a lot of people come to me that have grown a business. Maybe they've grown that business to 10 million or 25 million. And many of them are coming to me to develop what I would consider high prey drive environments. Prey drive being an instinctual ability to see something and go get it, to see something and do whatever it takes to go get it ethically, legally, morally. And so lots of owners bring me in to activate that in their team members. And I have a formula that I use because of my coaching background. Once we get them to a high level, now we're talking about creative excitement and heartfelt commitment versus willing compliance. You know, we're committed.
Say that again. I love it.
Yeah, now I'm trying to get these cultures to high levels of commitment, meaning heartfelt commitment, creative excitement. Most cultures are operating at willing compliance. They're obligated, but they're not committed. And some of the people I'm coaching right now are having record days, record months. But when I poll their managers, Sharon, the managers say that most of our employees are still at willing compliance. So you're having record days, but your people are at willing compliance. You're having $100,000 days. Imagine if we got them to creative excitement. Imagine if we got them to heartfelt commitment. You may have a $500,000 day. So that's really my special skill set, coming into these companies and help activating that in people.
Yeah, I talk about the fact that so many times we end up, you know, a company gets comfortable at a sales level and they get complacent. And the only way to get out of that complacency is by bringing in creativity and curiosity again to get things out of that complacency stage. So it's music to my ears. Mm-hmm. So what, from a standpoint of working with them, you do a lot of corporate work and you also have small business owners. Do you, explain how people can find you?
Yeah, basically, if you're an individual out there and you say, look, I'm a business owner, I want to get to a higher frequency, I know my engine is not as tight as it needs to be, then you can get in our Monster Producer coaching program. And you can be anywhere in the world. I teach, I'm still a live teacher, I still enjoy the live experience. So I teach X number of times per month, we simulcast that all over the world. And then we add an accountability session every Monday with me. So every Monday you can get on it's me in a group setting like this. And we have people on there that can interact with me. But a lot of people like that weekly hit. They like that weekly live event. Then they get the live sessions. Then we give them a strategy every week. So we try to get them a pretty significant increase in a 1-year cycle. And the individuals can go that route. and being monster producer. If you want one-to-one coaching with me or my executive coaches, then we have a $25,000 level. Then it goes 25, 40, 60, 100. And that includes retreats and different packages that we have for more intimacy. And that, those have been very popular, by the way, because I love the retreat experience. I love the 2-day. I know you've got the ranch. I love that. It's just such a cool way to coach people. You get to go so much deeper.
You have to host your next retreat at our ranch. It's always fun. We've got one coming up right before Thanksgiving. I just love it. It's intimate, but it's also focused, what I call laser-focused opportunities. So
yeah, and to get to spend time with people of your caliber in intimate setting versus just see you speak, it's just a really, really whole new level of interaction with people. And I think that's what our clients enjoy, you know, whether it be spending time with you or Tim Story. You know, Tim Story and I did the retreat in Vero Beach and people just loved it. So it's just one of those things that you just don't get to spend time with people like this every day. So it's a good 2 or 3 day experience. And I really encourage people to look at that, and they can see all of the retreats we're doing. We're about to announce 2020, all the dates that we're doing with some cool people. And so that's going to be a good thing.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's say you have somebody that's signed up for your coaching. They've been basically participating in for several months, and you're seeing that they're just not engaging and they're not taking action. Talk to them right now. How do you get them into action?
Well, you know, I have a theory that where there's no engagement with a product or service, there can be no transformation. Where there's no engagement, there can be no change. Okay. And so I don't believe in customer service. I believe in customer engagement. So we call every single person prior to when they're supposed to be there. If they miss, they get a phone call on why they missed, why they're not there. And we do that for people at the lower levels. Like, we try to engage with people like crazy. But I do know this, and I just wrote about this in a new book I have called The Accountable Church, which is about engagement. How do you keep people engaged? How do you keep people coming back? How do you build a dynamic environment? I know from coaching thousands of people that here's the trend. We start with good intention. We get excited. We fall off the wagon. And then we experience guilt. The guilt is associated with grief, right? We're grieving our lost potential. So when you coach as many people, I'm sure as you have in your lifetime, you see this pattern over and over and over. As people see me speak, they get excited, they start the program, they go 90 days, they fall off the wagon, then we can't find them, right? And they're like, well, that how is that dude making $1 million a year? Well, that dude shows up every month. And that dude does what we tell him to every month. And that dude, right? And that's why 8 times his income. And so I think we live in a world of cotton candy. We live in a world of sugar high. We live in a world that tastes good for a second, but we don't have the persistence and intensity. Okay. And what I'm trying to instill in the people I coach is the level of intensity that I have, the level of persistence. You know, I was raised by a single mother who had me when she was 16 years old. And I watched that woman scratch and claw for everything we ever had. She wouldn't let me miss a day of school growing up. And, you know, she just instilled in me this very high prey drive to get up in the morning. We don't whine. We don't complain. We don't make excuses. We get up and we go get it, right?
I love it. Well, there's no doubt that you have the intensity that you talk about, because you can just see it. And along with that intensity, I think a tremendous amount of passion for helping the people that you work with, because it is totally authentic and you can see it coming through the screen. So thank you for that. And I also love the concept of we live in a world of cotton candy, because I see that so much. People want instant gratification, and literally they don't want to have to do the work. They just want it to appear. And it's something that I find all the time as well. So it sounds like you've got a good system for confronting that and getting them to plug back into their true desires and understand that you got to roll up your sleeves. You got to do the work, and the results come when you've got that intensity and that focus. So this is just wonderful. And I'm so proud to have gotten to know you. And I really look forward to us being able to do some things together, because I have a lot of respect for you and what you're doing. And I think we need to support each other in this industry. Absolutely. Particularly. Yeah, definitely. It's important. And if you, I hope you've all been taking notes. If not, I want you to rewind and get your note paper out. I've been taking notes, and I want to hear back from everyone and know that Coach Burt's going to hang out with me for a little bit because we're going to do another recording for the Playbook Movement private Facebook group. And so if you've not joined that, please do. But Coach Burt, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Website that they can find you at?
Yeah, it's real simple. Go to Coach Burt, and that's B-U-R-T as in tiger.com. And if you search Coach Burt anywhere, you'll find thousands of videos on YouTube. You'll find, follow me on Instagram. I put out a lot of content. I've got a lot to say, and I pump it out as much as I can. So I'd love for you guys to.
The fact that you said T Tiger, because you are.
That's right.
I say you're a tiger for your clients, right? To create.
That's right.
To create the monster makers, right?
That's right. Thank you for having me.
I love it. Thank you so much. Hold on for a second, and we're going to do another recording. But thank you all for watching and listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Coach Burt. I loved every minute of it, and I know you did too. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.